KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Environmental officials have hailed the bust of a suspected rhino horn trafficking ring as a major win in the fight against international wildlife crime. Among the six arrested is former rhino conservationist John Hume. Hume, who's in his mid-80s, used to own Platinum Rhino Conservation. Hawks investigators say they uncovered allegations of fraud involving government officials who issued permits for more than 900 rhino horns to be sold locally, but which were instead shipped to illegal markets in Southeast Asia. The group lined up in court in Pretoria yesterday on a raft of charges, including theft and money laundering. Hume was granted bail of 100,000 rand. Environmental spokesperson Chelsea Wilkin says they welcome the arrests.
We welcome progress of the Hawks in dismantling an international rhino horn syndicate. It is very clear that the Hawks are making progress on cracking the international syndicates that are responsible for the poaching of our wildlife.
Parliament's condemned a violent attack on three DA MPs in Cape Town. Police Committee Chair Ian Cameron and two colleagues were assaulted in a smash and grab yesterday. Officials say they were ambushed after an inspection at the Philippine SAPS Training Academy with bricks used to smash their car windows. Cameron says he needed stitches for non-life-threatening injuries, while Lisa Schickeling and Nicholas Gottsell were also treated. Media reports this morning say that Western Cape Police have arrested an 18-year-old. Parliament spokesperson Moloto Mutapo says the incident is deeply worrying.
The presiding officers expressed deep concern, noting that such shocking acts of criminality not only endangers the lives of elected representatives and members of the public, but also undermines Parliament's constitutional duty to hold organs of the state accountable through oversight.
And the world's largest review on vaping has found links between child users and health conditions such as bronchitis, pneumonia and migraines. Experts also found that young people who vape are more likely to smoke cigarettes when they get older. The review of nearly 400 studies picked up an increased risk in substance abuse such as alcohol and marijuana use. Scientists say there appeared to be a link between depression among young smokers using e-cigarettes. The study was carried out by researchers at the University of York and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Back home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Mo Salah wins the PFA Player of the Year. Springboks, they've made 10 changes for the second test against the Wallabies. And Kaizer Chiefs have won again.